CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dan here at Rick and Blither this morning is a good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who took me, has done some of the fundamental work on the evaluating the environment. He's written extensively on, of course, the fraud of global warming and this whole environmental movement, how it's being used to justify increasing government control over every aspect of your life. And it was planned that way. It was laid out initially by the Club of Rome, this elite group who want to establish the world dictatorship under the control of a ruling oligarchy. Of course, they interlock with the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Trilateralists. But, of course, we're going to be talking this morning. Well, Michael, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, I think one of the things that we probably should talk about is the $500 billion release of fake money by the European Central Bank yesterday and what that might mean.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that the whole financial structure of Europe is crumbling. And, of course, the release of additional money simply is going to inflate the value of situation over there. And with that comes the destruction of the value of their currency, which is why so many Europeans are fleeing their currency. Certainly, we know that a quarter of the funds in the banks in Greece have been withdrawn, and the people there with money are getting it out of the country. They're putting it in the islands, certainly the Jersey Islands. They're putting it in Switzerland. A lot of them are bringing it to the United States. That's why the price of our T-bonds is going up, because there's so much demand for them. Why the interest rate on T-bonds is going down. Tremendous influx of money into the United States, hoping that at least our currency will be stable, at least for a time, as the economy of Europe is crashing. Go right ahead, Michael. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're right. But it's not only just Europe. It's all across the world. Any nation that has followed the socialist path and gotten into debt like we have, and much of Europe, not all of Europe, but much of Europe, has...
Michael, we've got a terrible, terrible connection there. It's almost like you have an echo. Would you mind...
I'm going to call back in then.
Hey, Biden?
Should I call back in?
Yes, would you mind? Okay, because I want you to be able to...
Well, I'm back, Stan, and I hope that it's a little bit better this time. I'm a whole different line,
You sound so much better. Go right ahead.
The world right now, most of the Western world is facing a financial catastrophe, as I think most of your listening audience probably already knows that. But what has really, really been uncertain up until just a few weeks ago is to how they were going to create the crisis necessary to institute global governance and an international or one world monetary supply. They could have either created a major, major depression that would make the Great Depression of 29 look like a walk in the park, or they could inflate our way out of this, probably with hyperinflation, and it looks like it's going to be the latter. When we begin to see several weeks ago most of the international banking elite basically saying that something has to be done, we're going to face a major depression. We knew that at that point they were going to start printing money, and that's what happened yesterday. I don't know, I haven't determined yet how much the Federal Reserve is involved in that, but I know the European Central Bank has promised that it will back up like close to 500 billion euros, the banking system of Europe, to begin to make it solvent again. But that doesn't really make it solvent. All it does is postpone the inevitable, because with that much money influxing into Europe, probably in the United States eventually, what you will see is then basically extremely high inflation, if not hyperinflation. And once we hit hyperinflation, we're dead. There's no way out of it other than just a total walking away from the currency and giving ourselves over to the elite, who will write in, I think.
And people have to understand that inflation or hyperinflation is a vehicle by which you impoverish the people. People
yes.
spend their whole life working to try to save up enough for their retirement. Most people, by the time they retire, have at least some sort of a nest egg. And this is how you destroy it. If anything in pensions, annuities, savings, bonds, all the traditional means of preserving wealth are destroyed when inflation comes. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, one of the things that we've been really following very closely is what kind of impact this is going to have and what might be the alternative currency that they will eventually look for. And, of course, we don't have all the answers. It's best, you know, what we're trying to do is put together a picture here. But you saw in both Greece as well as in Italy the fact that we had technocrats appointed to the position of prime minister. They were not elected. You probably talked about that on previous shows. The people had no say in the matter. They appointed technocrats out of the central banking system of Europe. Now, what does technocrats mean? Well, technocrats is basically, they are the people that are trying to implement what's called technocracy. They're used sometimes loosely to describe somebody who is very mathematically or at least numbers-oriented, you know, very much involved in that kind of thing. And that's what technocracy is. Technocracy was developed in the 1930s basically to try to promote a new way of governance through science.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. This happens to both of those people have to come on the Trilateral Commission. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kopp.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm here at the American Network this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and Dr. Kaufman simply pointing out that what has happened is the new leaders of both Greece and of Italy were appointed. Because they both happen to be members of the Trilateral Commission. They are technocrats. They are the elitists who can, through their superior intelligence, determine what's better for the common people. Basically, there are people who believe what we need in the world is a ruling oligarchy to take care of us common people who are incapable of taking care of ourselves. Of course, these people belong to a small little clique of people. I mean, there are only 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in Europe, probably no more than that. Isn't it interesting that one of them was appointed a premier of Greece, another was appointed premier of Italy? Do you think that happened simply by accident any more than of the 85 members we have here in the United States? Why 12 of them were on the initial cabinet or in key positions in the Obama administration? Isn't that strange that prior to Biden, 5 of the 6 vice presidents came from this little clique, or every president and or vice president of the United States from 1977 to 2008 came from that little organization? Oh, do you think that is democracy? Yes, it is. Democracy is really leads to despotism, and we have a despotic rule in both Europe and the United States, Dr. Kaufman. Please go right ahead.
You raised an interesting point about a democracy. A democracy basically is, as you probably have already discussed, the two free wolves in the land and deciding what to have for dinner. It basically is a survey, as our founder said, to absolute total annihilation of the government that you have. And a democracy can be basically influenced tremendously by the media, by money, by a variety of other things to get people to do what Madison called a tyranny of the majority. Basically, you get a majority of something because of lies or whatever the case might be to try to get people's attention focused on that. And then the minority has no chance whatsoever. And that's why we had a constitution that was built and really set into place to protect thy minorities. It's gone. Basically, it's gone. And we now have the whole situation of a majority of ignorant Americans that is very, very heavily influenced by the global elite deciding on what to do next. And hopefully, what we're seeing here is the awakening of the American people, the ability now to begin that process of bringing it back. I was talking about technocracy before the break. And that democracy, as I indicated then, was in place well in the 1930s, and it kind of self-destructed, at least publicly, by the end of that period. They tried to do too much too fast. People got wise and got a bad reputation, much like so-called progressivism did earlier. And it came into disfavor. It didn't mean it disappeared. It just came into disfavor, at least in the public arena. It was still very much entrenched with the global power centers, like you mentioned before, the Trilateral Commission, especially the Club of Rome and some of the others that were implementing this piecemeal. At the heart of technocracy is the ability to create a currency based on energy. Now, that was a very interesting thing back in the 1930s because they did not have the technology to do that. Today, we do. And what is likely to happen, at least I'm thinking it's likely to happen at this point, I have no solid evidence to support this, is that we're going to have a carbon currency established. One of the things you're probably aware of is that we have more energy, more fossil fuel energy in the form of oil, natural gas, coal, than we can know what to do with. We've got hundreds of years of supply of each one of those in various formations that now is economically available to us. For a number of years, at least oil was not. It is now, and natural gas was not. Natural gas went from $10 a thousand cubic feet or whatever, however they measured, down to $3 in a year because so much new natural gas was coming online. Natural gas is probably going to be the energy of the future, even more so than oil. Now we have literally 200 or 300 years of oil in the shale rock in Wyoming and Utah and Colorado and somewhat in Montana, but mostly in the other three states. We have no shortage of oil. The whole entire global warming scare story was initiated back in the 70s. Actually was starting to be created at that time. It didn't make itself manifest until the 1980s, as you recall. But nonetheless, it was designed basically to scare people into making carbon or carbon-based energy a scarcity. Because if carbon became scarce or became controlled by the government, they can use that as a form of currency. In other words, you have to run your computer, to run your house, to heat your home and all the rest, you must have electricity. And if they control carbon, then they control you. Straight line relationship. And the carbon currency could be coming online sometime in the next year if the whole global economy crashes, as we suspect it's going to. In this case, from hyperinflation rather than depression. It's very likely that they will institute this as the white horse coming in and basically abandoning all of the currencies in the world for this carbon currency in order to save the day because it can be implemented immediately. All you need is programs and so forth, computer programs. You can start allocating it out, billing it out to people, the smart meters that are being put on homes, and controlling your use of your appliances and so forth. You're allocating so many carbon units a year, and if you exceed that, either your price goes way up, or you're just cut off one way or the other. We don't know exactly how it's going to work, but it is one of those real serious issues that all of this is coming together in the perfect storm.
Well, I think that we are facing very, very difficult times. I think Dr. Kaufman is right there. They're going to come up with an alternative system of a currency. And of course, the last thing they want to do is do what's logical, that is to get to a gold-backed currency. They don't want any sort of restriction on the ability to control the currency. They want to be able to expand it. They want to be able to control the populace. And they have come up with all sorts of schemes. It's all about a ruling oligarchy controlling us common people. And the fact that they've been able to accomplish what they have simply shows that they control the media, they control the military, they control the banking system, they control the corporations, they control the educational system, they control the foundations, Yes, they've even infiltrated our seminaries, and they largely control what our ministers and what our Christian organizations are saying, because they control the hierarchy of the Christian organization, so that the public will never get the truth and understand what's going on. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you're absolutely correct. It's just a matter of timing. We wrote a series of articles starting way back in April of this year on the financial situation. And at the time when we started writing, it looked like it was going to take a number of years to get there. But we let ourselves out by saying it could happen by the end of this year. Well, folks, this is happening by the end of this year, certainly early next year. And we need to get prepared. One of the things that bothers me tremendously, Stan, is the spiritual condition of even most Christians in this country. They're not prepared for the type of utter desolation and destruction that could come with hyperinflation. All you have to do is read about the Weimar Republic when their inflation rate was several thousand percent a year, and you understand how almost it's impossible to live during those days, because by the time you get paid and run down to the grocery store, you've lost a good percentage of the value of that money that you just got from your employer. You're going to get paid almost by the hour, and it's being drained away equally as fast. And what I don't know that we're prepared for that, and how we can live depending upon God to make the provision for us during this period of time. But I know He will, because He's seen this coming for, you know, since the beginning. He knows what to do, and we need to be able to learn to totally depend upon Him and not our jobs, not everything else. That's my biggest concern at this particular point in time. Nobody's being warned in the churches right now to get prepared spiritually and emotionally for what likely could be happening this coming year.
I think that's so wise. And, of course, you know, one of the questions in my mind was Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. I'd lived in Africa. We had lots of friends from Rhodesia. Rhodesia was a first world nation. There was no discrimination there between black and white. Everybody had the same opportunities, wonderful opportunities for the blacks there. One of the most prosperous nations in the world with natural resources. And we insisted that they install a man named Mugabe there, a communist-trained dictator. The people didn't want him. He was not our choice. He was Henry Kissinger's choice. We put embargoes and sanctions and everything on Rhodesia until they put in power the man we chose, a man named Mugabe, who then set out to destroy their currency. And they ended up with a trillion percent inflation a year. Eventually half the population left the country. The remaining people faced starvation. The whole infrastructure broke down under the supervision and control of the American establishment. I think it was a trial run to see how you would destroy a first world nation. There's no other logical explanation for the tragedy. We installed that communist dictator, and this was in 1980, a recent trial run on what may be in store for the American people. But people in America don't care what our foreign policy does. After all, we have it so good, but how much longer is it going to last, Michael?
That's a very good question. That's a real possible at this particular point in time, because it could happen as early as January or certainly February. I'm not saying it's going to. There is every effort like this, €500 billion bailout of the banks and so forth in Europe. They're delaying it. Most people don't realize that Greece was technically defaulted last spring. Their interest rate on their bonds that they were selling over the summer was 159%. In other words, nobody was buying them. And they were defaulted. There was no way out of it. And yet they put band-aids on that situation, tried to bandage it up, keep it going and so forth. Why? If they would have let it default and gotten it out of a system, maybe Ireland and Portugal and so forth at the same time, they might have had a chance of saving the bigger nations. But they didn't. They kept trying to save Greece, trying to save Portugal and Ireland and all the rest. by putting on Band-Aids that did not do anything other than prolong the situation and make it much worse when it finally did crash, which really indicates to me that what they really were intending to do was to cause the kind of tragic crash that is going to be coming sometime, probably in the, well, certainly within the next year, I would say, probably in the next 6 months, maybe even 3 months, that will then find its way onto our shores, and we will be faced with something similar, because the only way out that we'll be able to do it then is to get huge loans, trillions of dollars worth of loans from the Federal Reserve, pumping money into the world financial system and causing the type of inflation that we've been talking about.
Well, sitting between Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, they hold $154 trillion, that's not billion, trillion dollars in derivatives of guarantees for the European banking system. And
yes,
they recently transferred that to the FDIC, which has no money. That means the American people are on the hook for $154 trillion dollars in derivatives. Our gross domestic product is $15 trillion a year. So that's over 10 times the gross domestic product of the entire United States. The time is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I am back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman and Dr. Kaufman simply talking about the coming financial holocaust. And the average American thinks this is just going to be, well, everything's going to be fine. Just give it a little bit longer, and ladies and gentlemen, everything's not going to be fine. The America we have known is really gone forever. This wonderful utopia we're, of course, they've been able to provide for us from the cradle to the grave with a wonderful retirement and free medical care when you got to be 65 years of age, and, of course, disability payments and fuel subsidies and food stamps and housing subsidies. It's wonderful. The only trouble is we couldn't afford it. And today, 43 cents out of every dollar spent by the federal government is borrowed. We have actually increased the federal debt almost $4 trillion in the last 3 years. And by the time President Obama leaves office, hopefully in the spring of 2013, why, of course, he will have increased, the people who control him, really, Obama's just a figurehead for the trilateralists, they will have increased the federal debt almost $5 trillion during that period of time. It took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt when we were a solvent nation, and certainly within 5 years, we'll increase the debt 4 years, $5 trillion. This is not imaginary, it's real. And, of course, it's going to mean the destruction of our currency and the impoverishment of our people, which is exactly what the ruling people want, a mass of people totally dependent upon the ruling oligarchy. And there is a ruling oligarchy. The Occupy people are absolutely correct. They say we're the 99%. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're the 99.9%. There's only about a tenth of a percent, far less than that, really involved in this, but they know exactly what they're doing. Trouble is Occupy Wall Street is being financed by these very people. A controlled opposition that will never tell you the truth. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Dr. Kaufman, how could people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Well, our website is EPI, that's Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, the acronym EPI-US.com, EPI-US.com, and we have a number of things on there that might be beneficial. Our major website that we're promoting right now so far, our book, Rescue and Hope in America, which is turning out to be a fantastic book, indicating and basically just defining what's likely to happen here very shortly. That is rescuedamericabook.com. And on that website, we have a series of articles that have updated it since it was published that deals with what's happening right now today. I'm in the process of finishing up a second book that should be out hopefully by February sometime that will describe how the inner workings of the Obama administration and the progressives themselves are literally destroying this country. Some of it's deliberate, some of it's because of a blind ideology that they literally have no connection to reality. If you've seen that many times, how can our vice president this week basically say the Taliban is not our enemy? I mean, it's so ludicrous on the surface that you would have to laugh at it. It wasn't for the fact that Biden is our vice president. Sure, he's subject to a lot of gas and so forth, but this is something that is just right out of the Twilight Zone, saying the Taliban are not our enemy. And that's the problem with progressives, and progressives are in control, both of the banking system, of the government, of our educational system, you name it. There's a fairly small minority, just like the elite are a very small minority. Less than probably 5 to 6% of the American people truly call themselves progressive, yet they're in every particular position of power, and they are running this country right into the ground.
Michael, would you mind giving your website again? Because we still have this this terrible almost echo, so... And it's not your fault. It has to be here at this end. So, once again, give your website.
The website is E as in Edward, P as in Paul, I as in intelligent, -US, like the United States, -US.com. And the website is Rescuing americabook.com.
And our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. I think it's so difficult for the average American to believe these things could really be going on, that somebody does control our media, that somebody wants to destroy our economic system. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, 43 cents of every dollar we spend is borrowed. How long can you do that? Can you spend your way to prosperity? Can you actually create more debt and get out of debt that way? Debt is what brings down great nations. They know that, and that was why I believe that they're planning on taking us into a war with the Muslim world. And how do you view that, Michael? Certainly it looks to me as we're doing everything we can to destroy the existing structure over in the Muslim world, to turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood so we can bring about the clash of civilizations, that certainly Samuel Huntington warned us against. He said, don't get into a war with the Muslim world, but that's exactly what our leaders seem to be intent. In fact, so many of the people there who are running for the presidency are totally in favor of this whole idea. The only one who's spoken out against this plan to take us into a war with the Muslim world is Ron Paul. All the rest of them seem to favor it. Oh, we've got to take care of those terrible Muslims before they come over here and kill us, and so we're going to have to go over and kill a lot more of them. I mean, where is the outcry from the American people, from the American church, from the American ministers about the fact we killed probably close to 1 million people in Iraq because we got faulty information? Why we thought they had nuclear bombs or whatever it was they were going to use against us. That's why we went in to kill them before they killed us. And now they're talking about the necessity of going to war with Iran or bombing Iran and all the implications. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, before I get to that, can I go back to what you talked about before, and that is our debt?
Right now,
we're paying maybe $400 billion a year in interest on our debt of $15-plus trillion. And we really only have 1.5% interest that we're paying on people borrowing us, because we're the last bastion of hope that this world has. So everybody's flocking to the dollar and buying our bonds and so forth and making the interest that we have to pay very cheap. But what if all of a sudden China no longer can buy our bonds? Because they're in a world of hurt, too. Now, everybody says China is the bright future. China is not. China has been basically lying to the world, and they are heading for a major, major problem here in the next few years.
Hold that, Michael.
Hold that thought.
We'll be right back.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower: car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I stand here at the American Feeder Network, I guess this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and Dr. Kaufman was beginning to talk about the debt. Certainly, there is nothing more dangerous to the survival of a nation than debt, massive debt. I can destroy it because, of course, you cannot borrow enough money to pay your debt, and suddenly you have to put out everything coming in to the that the government raises through taxes simply has to be used to service the debt, pay the debt, pay the interest on the debt. Go right ahead, Michael.
What I don't think many of us really fully understand, including a lot of the people on Wall Street, is the fact that we are only paying 1 to 1.5% interest on our debt, which is still adding up to close to $400 billion a year. We can manage that. Even though we're, as you say, borrowing 43 cents on the dollar, that can't last very long. The problem is that the biggest buyer of our debt is China, and China is running up against the same wall we're running up against, and it's very likely that pretty soon it's going to have to start cashing in its bonds rather than buying more U.S. bonds. And when that happens, there's going to be no one to buy our bonds. Our interest rates are going to skyrocket. And if it goes up to 6 to 10%, that's in excess of all of our gross domestic product. I'm not the gross domestic product, but the federal budget right there. 100% of it will be used to pay interest on our debt. We are in a world of hurt. And when you consider the entitlement programs, which could be up to $116 trillion that we're obligated for at this particular point in time, depending on what time length you're talking about, what happens is there is a zero way that we can pay for that, and yet you have progressives in Congress basically saying that it's fine, just like they said Freddie Mac was fine and Fannie Mae was fine. Folks, it's not fine. We are heading for an utter economic disaster here in the next couple of years, and we cannot ignore it any longer. Now, we were talking about the Muslims and so forth. People do not understand that the Muslim, especially Iran, is being driven by an ideology that basically calls for world war. That's what this ideology, the 12th Imam and so forth, is calling for. And while I agree with Ron Paul and so forth, we ought to get our ducks in order and stop supporting these kinds of wars over there. We have a major, major problem with Iran. They will not act rationally in any situation because it's being driven by a religious ideology that in order to usher in the 12th Imam, you basically have to have world war. And that is going to be a problem, one that we have to deal with.
Well, I think that we, because we are the ones who installed the Ayatollahs.
Yes.
79. Why would we have put the radical Ayatollahs in power who, of course, we knew what the ideology was in 1979, and yet we...
It's not new.
So, I mean, in 1979, it didn't make any sense. But if you want a world war, why, it makes a lot of sense. And today, as we look back over this last 30 years, why, it makes a lot of sense. We installed those Ayatollahs knowing exactly what we were doing. And I really fear that there are people who want to plunge the world into a war with the Muslim world. So, Michael, do you have a parting thought for our listeners? What about the spiritual?
I think the parting thought that I really have heavy on my heart is the fact that we need to prepare ourselves both emotionally and spiritually. You know, you and I have talked about this over the years, because we anticipated something was going to happen. You know, 4 years ago, we didn't know what it was, exactly how it's going to play out. Now it's a much clearer picture. But when this happens, folks, you need to be able to be in a position to depend completely on God for your daily needs, in a way that we cannot even comprehend at this particular point in time. Stan and I have been basically depending upon God for our sustenance and so forth for 20 or more years. Even us, it's going to be very difficult and really hard to get on our knees and just literally look to God to pray and pray that He's going to meet our needs on a daily basis. Most Americans, even strong Christians, don't have a clue as to the emotional crisis that this develops within yourself when you do not have any ability to put food on your table and so forth by yourself. And it's going to be up to God. We need to be able to prepare ourselves emotionally and spiritually for what could be coming. I hope, Stan, we're wrong. I hope we're dead wrong. But I don't think we are.
I agree with you, and I think that the average American has no idea what lies ahead. And all we can do is just simply point out that we're engaged in a spiritual battle being fought on
yes.
a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield, but it is a spiritual war, and there really are powerful supernatural forces at work within our society today. The idea that there really could be something supernatural going on that is not following the normal rules of physics and chemistry, and yet, of course, there are these forces out there, and this is not imaginary, it's very real. And our hope and prayer is that the enough Americans will wake up. And certainly if you're out there in the listening audience and you're not a Christian, get out the Bible and start reading the Gospel of John. I think that's a good place,
yep.
don't you, to start, don't you, Michael?
Absolutely. I totally subscribe to that.
And so, Dr. Kaufman, I've talked many times about the spiritual implications of what's going on, and listen to what he has to say. Understand that we have an impossible debt solution. The America, the utopia you've known, will no longer exist. Michael, parting thought before we let you go.
Just be aware of what's going on. Stan, you're an excellent source of information for people to do that. So keep listening and really be praying how God can use you in a situation to bring help to others.
Well, please let us know when your new book is completed. We'll look forward to reading it and helping you get it distributed, because Dr. Kaufman has written a number of books outstanding. We carry a number of his DVDs and the other books that he's carried is written. The information is vitally important. God bless. Thanks so very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We do carry several DVDs he's done on global warming, and we will be carrying his new book when it is available. Well, this is the time we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, why would appreciate hearing from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. To understand what's going on today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk. It's available on DVD, on the dark secret, and then the talk on the forbidden secret. And there's syllabuses that go with both of them, so you'll know that what I'm telling you is the truth. You need to certainly hear our talk on the world revolution. There you'll see my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, who will tell you that the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist when they brought him to power. The CIA knew it. The president knew it. Ambassador Smith knew it. It was just the American people were lied to because the media was controlled. You'll hear the Ambassador Smith telling of that story. And then, of course, to put it into clearer perspective, we simply go into David Rockefeller and his memoirs, which we do carry. It's available, where he tells about how his daughters go down to visit with Fidel on a regular basis. And Fidel comes up to visit David. Why would that be? Isn't he a wicked communist? Ladies and gentlemen, communism is a fraud. It always has been. You have to have an enemy to distract the American people, so we can have to have an enemy to fight in Vietnam while we fund the North Vietnamese all during the war. And 58,000 American boys fought and died valiantly over there, and hundreds of thousands wounded will carry the pain of their wounds for the rest of their life. But it was all a great distraction, so we could bring in the great society. You need, of course, to get David Rockefeller's memoirs. Of course, you need to hear the DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. And we carry all the books that go into the background of how we finance our enemies, whether it be Adolf Hitler, because that's Wall Street, The Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, Trading with the Enemy, all, and certainly Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, tells how the Anglo-American establishment, Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, helped and financed Hitler prior to World War II. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the facts. Look at what's going on today. Ask, why is America toppling all of those countries over in the Muslim world today? Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Turkey, Lebanon. Now we're in the process of toppling Syria. We have our special forces troops both in Turkey and in Jordan trading the Syrian rebels. Go to your website, look up Sybil Edmonds, Special Forces, Jordan, Sybil Edmonds, Special Forces, Jordan. They're training the Syrian rebels. Why are we doing that? We want to topple Syria and turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's very simple. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Alex Jones and Joyce, and pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your